Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Thanks for coming back to my channel. This is about what J.D. Vance said, the Vice President of the United States. So a few days ago, J.D. Vance said on the Joe Rogan Experience that certain people inside the government of Israel were essaying to sway public opinion in the United States about policy regarding the Islamic Republic of Iran. Now, he's not saying that all Israelis or indeed every Israeli government minister is attempting to shape American public opinion, but certain people are. And really, that's incontestable. Not surprisingly, though, of course, the Zionist lobby leapt in it, screeching anti-Semitism, oh, this plays into old tropes, blah, blah, blah. Okay, anti-Semites have said all sorts of things in the past, a lot of absolute nonsense. But you shouldn't assume that absolutely every accusation ever made about any Jewish person anywhere must be absolutely false. A lot of them are false. Most of them false, maybe, all the rest, but it doesn't mean that it's always false, okay? Goodness, you know, if we say that, you know, Russians are spying the United States, that's Russophobic. Well, I mean, it's not if it's true or something like that. You say the Chinese are spying in the United States, that's Sinophobic or whatever. If you say that, you know, Al-Qaeda blew up the World Trade Center, that's Islamophobic. Well, I mean, it's true, okay? Now, we know that it's a documented fact that Israel does try to shape public opinion in the United States. That's just beyond doubt. That's a matter of public record, because under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, people are registered as lobbyists on behalf of Israel in Washington, D.C. So these activities are published. You can see that. They are trying to shape American public opinion. They're doing that within the law, possibly doing it outside the law as well. We know that, I mean, the Mossad spies very actively in the United States. Jonathan Pollard, that American who went to prison for decades for spying on behalf of Israel, and others in the Israelis promised never, ever to do it again because they would never, ever lie about when they blew up a U.S. military warship way back in the 60s and things like that. So, of course, they spy on everybody. But I know the earlier prime ministers of Israel, like Menachem Begin, actually disliked the United States, but they needed American collaboration. So that they tried to hide that in public. To their closest friends, even foreign friends, they would vouchsafe that much. All right. So this is what Vice President Vance said. There are some people within their system who are manipulating and trying to change American public opinion to keep the war going indefinitely. And he added that they have been very discreet, extremely wonderful, well-funded campaign, close quotation. He added that it was with the objective of wrecking these talks with Iran. And so on. Okay. So, I mean, USA, they'll be too quirky, but other foreign governments try, and they do. That is true. So, I mean, I'm not talking about that. I'm not disputing that. None of that negates the truth of what he said. There are many lobbyists working on behalf of foreign governments in the United States, and they're also registered as foreign agents and so forth. And so we go on. All right. So, the Netanyahu administration, they talked Donald J. Trump into this war. They got him to prolong it, it ended. Wanted to wreck these negotiations, wanted to go on. Israel didn't stop this. Israel was openly trying to destroy the talks, the ceasefire, by continuing to attack Lebanon, despite that being the first sentence of the memorandum of understanding, that there will be end hostilities against Iran and Lebanon, okay, and Iranian allies and interests around the world. And obviously Israel hasn't done that. The United States can't restrain Israel. That's it. Obviously, Israel continues to illegally occupy more of Lebanon. They always occupied a tiny section, even after they withdrew from most of South Lebanon in 2000. But they've invaded, illegally occupying even more of it, illegally occupying more of Syria, not just the Golan Heights. They moved in further last year. They are stealing even more land in the West Bank. Their illegal immigrants are building more colonies, carrying on their racist campaign to drive out the Palestinians who'd lived there for millennia, carrying on their orgy of racist violence against defenseless people. It is nauseating. And the United States, at best, looks the other way. And they're often cheered on. We know there's AIPAC, the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee. There's nothing illegal about that, I know. And so they are there trying to make the United States to do whatever Israel wants. And they're highly successful, giving billions of dollars to an already rich country, sharing their best military technology, sharing their intelligence to a country which they know spies on them, to a country which sent no soldiers to Korea, no soldiers to Vietnam, no soldiers to Afghanistan, no soldiers to Iraq, no soldiers to Somalia, no soldiers to almost every war the United States has fought since 1945. And indeed, in some ways, was actually quite cozy with America's enemies. You know, even Russia to this day, they won't put any sanctions on Russia for what they've done regarding Ukraine and so on. So it's very well documented that Israel does try to shape American public opinion. And obviously they're Zionists who own newspapers and, you know, Hollywood studios and so on. And no, Zionist is not a code word for Jew, okay? Many Jews are not Zionists, even anti-Zionists. Most Zionists are not Jewish. They are Christian fundamentalists and so on, all right? I accept Israel as a legitimate state. I accept Palestine as a legitimate state and so on. They're good and bad people in all ethnicities and all nationalities and all faiths and people of no faith whatsoever, people of all colors, creeds, etc. And no one should be mistreated on the basis of his or her ethnicity, race, religion, so forth. And that includes Jewish people, whether you define them as by ethnicity or by religion. And Jews have often been treated appallingly, particularly by white Christians. And indeed, it's because white Christians in Germany attempted to wipe out the Jewish community. And that's why Zionism got such a big boost. Before 1933, Zionism was sort of a fringe view within the world Judaic community. After that, world Jewry said, well, we've got to be safe, have our own country armed to the teeth. The only way we can prevent this happening again, it could happen in Germany, it could happen anywhere, it could happen in the USA, and so forth. Right, and so we go on. So yes, I mean, Donald Trump had his ear bent by Benjamin Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu talked him into things, didn't know how to curry favor with him, was just slavishly sycophantic, naming a town after him and things like that. Okay, we know that Israel has told the U.S. what they want to do regarding Iran. Netanyahu said he waited 40 years till he got a U.S. president who would attack Iran as he wanted, and obviously told him all these stupid things. It would be very quick war. There would be a resounding victory. It would be almost cost-free. There would lead to regime change. Lie after lie after lie. Netanyahu is extremely evil, but he's not stupid. Perhaps he even believes some of his propaganda. Okay. Anyway, so we see that these Israeli lobbyists, they've got contracts with public relations firms. They've got social media influencer campaigns, consultants, funding, chairs at universities and so on. The Israeli foreign ministry, whatever it does to enhance Israel's image in the United States and abroad, and is quite successful with that and so on. So Israeli officials behind the scenes lobbying vociferously to try and destroy any agreement because they wanted to, of all costs, to avoid peace. So that's how it's well funded. So there's some people who are dual citizens, Americans, Israelis, some people who are only citizens of the United States, some people who are only citizens of Israel, who have been trying to do that. I mean, because, you know, the Israelis think they've already lost public opinion in almost every European country, in almost every other Western country, in most of Latin America, in almost the whole of Africa, in almost the whole of Asia. I mean, obviously not they would lost the Far East a long time ago. And the United States is the only country in which they were fairly popular, but less popular than ever before. As you see, an awful lot of Democrats voting to end funding to Israel because they know this is used to fund the genocide against the almost defenseless Palestinian people. So all that is true, okay? No question that, you know, Israel wants to prolong this war against Iran. Not all their objectives have been completed. Some Israeli politicians have said this in public on television. And so they don't want to continue without Uncle Sam, their very mighty ally. So JD Vance obviously is spot on, despite these screeds against him. JD Vance is a very evil man, is someone who is just full of vitriol, acrimony, just bubbling over with rage and hatred and scarcely suppressed violence. You know, hardly ever cracks a smile. Talk about bitter and twisted, but not everything he said is bogus. And remember, he and Donald J. Trump promised no more foreign wars, a promise they've reneged on again and again and again. It's a war they've not even won. They, you know, killing thousands of people, particularly thousands of civilians in Iran, on the basis that we're going to overthrow the government, and they have failed to do so. And the Iranian regime, barbaric though it is probably stronger than ever. So that's the worst of all possible worlds. Had they overthrown the government, had they brought to office a free government that had cordial relations with the United States, that arguably might have been worth it, but that hasn't happened. And they should have known it wasn't going to happen. Other things about that. If there were free and fair elections, that doesn't automatically guarantee that it would bring to power a government amenable to the United States. It might be just as hostile. It might be a bit less hostile than they're at the moment. But no, they wouldn't automatically get the outcome they want. No, the Iranians are not all of a sudden going to turn into Democrats and Republicans. You cannot turn Iran into the USA any more than you can turn the USA into Iran by dropping enough bombs. Right. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecannon79@gmail.com. Goodbye.